Joan faced death like she faced living, with a joke. She was determined not to fight too hard. Hospitals were not her favorite place. The fact that she was going to die meant that she was going to party harder than ever until the end. Joan's last words that she ever spoke to me were, "Keep on keeping on, Francesca." Of course, at the time, I thought nothing of her words. I believed she would go on forever. Even though you know a person is terminally ill, life carries on, and I had pushed it to the back of my thoughts. So imagine my surprise when the next day, on my short walk to work, I saw Joan as clear as day, her clouds of red hair, her enthusiastic arms waving above her head, that smile that never seemed to change. She was only about 40 yards away. My heart jumped, and I felt the excitement you only ever feel on those special moments. I ran towards her and was about to shout, "What are you doing here?" when her image faded into the early New York mist, and Joan was gone. Now, like I said, I don't believe in ghosts, so what I saw that morning, I cannot explain. I know what I saw. No mistaking Joan and her bright red clouds of hair. It was her. I just cannot explain how. That was the last time I ever saw Joan. Tears were rolling down my cheeks as I recall that last goodbye that I had not realized was a goodbye. My best friend in the world was no longer, although life goes on. A few weeks later, when I was at work, a few of my colleagues had bought tickets to see a famous medium who was in town. They knew my beliefs and, on the whole, respected them. Joan's death had taken a toll. The image of her waving to me that morning was still etched in my mind. I kept seeing Joan's face and her hair. Reluctantly, I agreed to go with my work friends and sit in the audience and watch this man embarrass himself in front of everyone. I was right. Nothing of any consequence was forthcoming. The medium said, "I have an old man here called Granddad. Can anyone take him?" Well, I ask you. No wonder mediums get a bad name. The show ended, and a few of my friends stayed behind to thank the medium. I did not want to speak with him. I was ready to find the nearest place where I could get a drink. I waited patiently, a few steps behind the group of friends, just longing to go. Now, I have no explanation for what happened next. The medium, who did not know me, looked over the left shoulder of my friend as if searching for something or someone. His eyes caught mine, and I saw him starting to walk towards me. Oh no, not another embarrassing message. I told myself, be nice.
"You must be Francesca?"
the medium said with a question in his voice. "Yes, Frankie," I heard myself mutter back.
"I have a message from a lady with bright red hair for you.
She told me to tell you, keep on keeping on, Francesca." Was this a setup? Had my friends told this medium my story? I had never used those words to anyone. They were private. This unwanted message left me feeling a little empty. Joan had gone. I still could not hold her or speak with her. So how could this possibly help me? I might never know, but I know one thing. Life is for the living. I want to live my life to its fullest, with no thoughts of what may or may not be there. I still find it difficult to believe in ghosts and mediums, though I may have experienced both.